Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio.
Richard Herring.
Yes, Richard Herring is in the house.
They're just
the
here to remind you who it is.
Yes, exactly. I knew
who
the face.
I don't know. We've never done that before. I don't really know what that was.
I like it. Right. It's quite synchronised. I was impressed by it. Richard.
Yes.
My dear fellow, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm not too bad, yeah. Thank
you all right this time of the morning? Are you a morning person?
I'm not. Well, I was in Bristol last night, so I drove back from Bristol last night, so it's a bit... I haven't had much sleep, so I might, you know... Sometimes when you do these things and you haven't had enough sleep, you kind of go into great surreal.
That'll be all right.
Yeah, but then sometimes you just start swearing and shouting.
Don't do that. I'm afraid if you start swearing, I'll have to wrestle you to the floor.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I'll try and be good.
Yeah, okay.
I think I might be asleep still. This could be a dream. Yes. A wonderful dream, Frank.
Yeah, well, I think so. Oh, too loud that was, apparently, according to my screen. I mean, that was not loud, was it? What happens if you go, ah? Well, yeah, we're having... I don't know if I'm having... Are people at home holding their ears with blood coming out of their... through the cracks
in
their fingers?
I suspect they are.
Yeah, going, turn it down! Too loud, apparently, that. So, Richard, you're off to Edinburgh soon.
I am, yes.
So when you were in Bristol last night, was that because you were doing a show?
Yeah, I've been sort of previewing every night this month. I was at the Tobacco Factory, which is one of my favourite venues in Bristol, which is close to where I grew up, so it's always nice to go back there.
Yeah. What would happen if that burnt down? Well, that'd be dangerous for the local residents.
Luckily, there's no tobacco. My nephew went to the actual Tobacco Factory in Bristol, which I didn't even know existed. I was on the Tobacco Factory and went to the Tobacco Factory. And then he got there and said, is Richard Herring here? And the bloke said, he's gone home for the weekend.
Really?
Yes.
That was helpful.
It was very surreal.
Does that mean there's a Richard Herring that works in the cigarette manufacturing?
I think just that man probably didn't understand what was going on. He's the night watchman at the Tobacco Factory in Bristol.
He's going to be high as a kite. So how did the show go?
It was great last night. Yeah, it's really coming together. It's that weird thing with previews, as I'm sure you know, that you're kind of trying out new material all the time. But because I'd sort of tend in the last couple of years just to really do 40 or 50 previews. So by this
really?
Stage, yeah, it's sort of getting there. But I do a lot of the work on stage, you know. So I'm just doing it every night. You just go on and then try and work on whatever didn't work the night before. But yeah, it's I think it's really coming together. It's about having a Hitler moustache. In case you were wondering.
I'm so relieved you said that.
No, I was fighting the urge to go, all right, you bastard. So that was a Hitler moustache.
Well, it's about the show's called Hitler Moustache, but it's about trying to take the moustache back from Hitler and give it back to Chaplin, maybe, or to reclaim it for comedy is the idea. I was just kind of interested in why this is kind of a taboo thing to have on your face, because the moustache wasn't really to blame for what Hitler did, I don't think, but maybe it was. Well, maybe it'll turn me evil by having it.
I always imagine a lot of people had Hitler moustaches. Yeah. Like Hitler had. It wasn't... People then didn't call it a Hitler moustache.
No, it was a toothbrush moustache. And Chaplin had it first. And actually, before that, it was quite a popular working class moustache.
It was called the toothbrush moustache.
Yeah, because it looks like a little toothbrush holding it. I mean, you could do it well with a comb as well, but like if you had a black toothbrush, I guess, or if you're a grey haired man.
I didn't even know they had toothbrushes in the 30s. If you look at them, I think I've never seen a tooth. Imagine the contortion it would require to clean your teeth with your own toothbrush moustache. Let's try that. But we're going to play every week. I should tell you this, Twitch. I don't expect you to be a regular listener. Why would you be? We play The Fall every week, I think are the best band in the world. And this week, Emily said to me that she can predict what this track will sound like, even though she's never heard it.
All I know... Okay, I'm getting so familiar with their sound now, because he plays it every week.
Yeah.
I know that it's called Mountain Energy, so I think it'll go something like this. Mountain Energy, Kilimanjaro, Ben Nevis, the mountain had energy. Plink, plonk, plink.
Well, let's find out. Absolute Radio. We are, this is Frank Skinner with Emily and Gareth, and we're with Richard Herring, who has a toothbrush moustache.
Toothbrush moustache. I was trying to get it called the Herring moustache, so that was my initial plan, but now I've gone back to thinking we should call it a Chaplin moustache for various reasons. But, my arrogance has been overcome by a desire to use it as a tool for social justice, but you have to come and see the show for that.
Do people react oddly to you when they see you?
I really thought I'd get like loads of hassle in the street, and I kind of thought I'd probably only be able to do it for a day or two, and you know, I'd get beaten up and shouted at. But all I've had is like people going, "Oh, you Adolf," or
That's quite bad.
Look at your moustache. Well, no, but like in a funny way.
Anyway.
But hardly, even that, hardly at all. I think people, and it's
that's
it's,
the armband.
It's like when I meet my people who I know but don't know what I'm doing. They don't say anything about it.
You know? Oh, really?
So I think it's just like it's that literal elephant in the room that people. It's so such an unusual moustache to have that people don't actually know how to respond to.
I would assume if I didn't know about the show, I'd assume that you had a cold sore under there that you weren't able to shave.
You think I'd grow the whole moustache out?
Yeah. Well, have you ever tried shaving over a cold sore?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it with one of my own. But it's painful. So that's what would have been. So that's probably why people haven't brought you.
No one has said that to me. But no. It is quite interesting that people kind of keep quiet about it and don't share. So, and that because I kind of wanted to. I had all these replies ready about them being fascistic to judge why I had the moustache and why I assume I'm Hitler. Why not assume I'm, say, Oscar Deutsch, who was the Jewish man who founded the Odeon cinema chain who had it. So
yeah.
Who's the racist now? But but no one said anything, which has been kind of interesting. And you know, I think
it's very British, that though, isn't it? Not to say anything.
But I think it's very British also to laugh. You know, I think if Hitler had been in Britain in the 1920s, I don't think he would have got anywhere, because even in the beer halls, and people would just been going, "Oi, Charlie, and eat your shoes,"
yeah,
etc., with rude words in it, I guess.
Yes.
Because that's very much what the kind of British mentality is. That you know, only in Germany could they look at it and not go. I mean, they didn't take him very seriously, but they didn't laugh at him. And I think if they'd laughed at him, I hope maybe it would have, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Well, it's too late now.
It is. And, you know, it's good for me because I got a show out of it. So,
the
whole World War II.
I was in Edinburgh a couple of years ago and there was a bloke doing 2 one-man shows, one of which was Hitler and one of which was Charlie Chaplin. And that was a man who'd bought the moustache and thought, well, I'm going to get my money's worth out of it. But I don't think he'd grown one. I think he'd...
Well, it is, you know, the guy from Sparks, I guess, has... There's very
few... That's true.
I don't know if he still does. Ron Mayall, yeah. But I don't think there are... You know, there's no one... Robert McCarvey's got a little filter moustache. And, you know...
That's really daring.
Ladies sometimes have this moustache not on their face. It's a it's a tapery effect that they have elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean, Al.
But I have a joke comparing Robert McGarvey to
careful.
That, which we won't go into. I bet you can work it, fill in the gaps.
I think I could, yes. Robert McGarvey having a Hitler moustache, though, that's just tempting people to make comparisons.
But I think he's... But, you know, a few people would have done, obviously... But in Africa, it's still a moustache that people wear in Africa. But I think McGarvey is actually deliberately doing it to be confrontational because he's a little bit mentally ill. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that about... He's not a very nice person.
I don't think he listens. Though we have listeners in Singapore. Who knows? It might be that Robert McGarvey sits at home laughing his head off at this show.
He thinks it's too loud, though.
He does think it's too loud.
He's quite old, though. He needs
Hitler wouldn't have thought it was too loud. I mean, he gave it some. Imagine that the screen must have gone mad when he was on the radio. Too loud! Would you have been too loud? Kill him!